Acts chapter 7, verses 51 through 60. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit. As your fathers did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with these sins. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Stephen's sermon was going fairly well until he got to the appeal, until he called them stiff-necked people. In fact, maybe some of those listening even were starting to think that Stephen was all right. They could just let him go. They might have been ready to approve of Stephen after that awesome history lesson he gave. But part of his history lesson is that all throughout history, there have been some believers who have refused the Holy Spirit. That is part of our heritage. We are unfaithful people who come from a heritage of unfaithful people. And God is trying to speak to us and lead us. And so often, we resist it. And after Stephen's appeal, they were cut to the heart, but they gnashed their teeth at him. And by contrast, it says, Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit and gazed into heaven. And in verse 57, they run at him and they do the exact thing that Stephen said their ancestors had done. It says they stopped their ears. They covered their ears. They didn't want to hear any more. They wanted to kill Stephen, but in order to do that, they had to literally cover their ears and stop hearing God speak to them. We call this podcast Speak, Lord. And it's our desire that we would be people who do not stop our ears. It's not just the Jews who have a heritage of being stiff-necked and resisting the Spirit. That's our heritage, and that's our natural tendency. But we can follow wherever God is leading us if we will not cover our ears and we will listen to the voice of God. And there's going to be times, just like the Jews, that hearing God's voice is offensive. And in those moments, we have a decision to open our ears and receive the Holy Spirit, or to close our ears and resist the Holy Spirit. We don't need to be great. We don't need to be spiritual heroes. We just need to keep our ears open to God, to listen to His voice and follow His lead. Speak, Lord is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.